Then he put his arms around the hero's neck and kissed him, for he loved him greatly. The Goths then marched down to their boat and sailed for home. When they touched the shore of their own land, the king welcomed Beowulf joyously, saying, "Sit here beside me and tell me all that has happened since we parted." So Beowulf told of the kindness King Hrothgar had shown him. He told of the beautiful hall which no one had dared to enter at night, of his fight with Grendel, and of the terrible battle under the water. Then Beowulf laid before the king the gifts which had been given him. The 8 beautiful horses with their harness of gold were led up to the door, and he gave these also to the king. Of all the gifts which Beowulf had received from the Danes, he kept none for himself. After this, the people loved Beowulf more than ever, for though he was such a mighty warrior and so strong in battle, yet he loved to do good and to live in peace with all. And though he had won great battles, yet he was never proud or boastful.